been seeing a lot of election signs around your neighborhood and no doubt seeing the TV commercials too. Well, tomorrow is Election Day. Voter turnout is not often terribly strong in so-called off-year elections, the ones when picking a president isn't one of the items on the ballot. But that doesn't mean any election should ever be skipped at all because it supposedly isn't important or something. So here to talk to us about Election Day in Minnesota tomorrow, we're very, very pleased to have Minnesota Secretary of State Mark Ritchie with us this morning. Mr. Secretary, welcome to The Current.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me back.
We appreciate it. So how many contested races are there in Minnesota tomorrow?
Well, in 35 municipalities, that's kind of all over the state. And then there's 100 school districts. And those school district races are sometimes really important because they're deciding, is there going to be the money to have a new school built or to fix the roof or really maintain that? So for a lot of folks, those school elections are very important. But we're having mayor's races in St. Paul and Minneapolis, lots of council races, and really the direction for some of our most important cities and the services that we really depend on in our daily life will be affected greatly by the outcome of those elections. So as you said, this is still a very important part of our democracy, and getting out to vote tomorrow is going to be crucial. Everybody can. We make it our business to make sure Minnesotans are urged to get out there, and if they do, to make sure they are able to vote.
Minneapolis and St. Paul, both mayoral races culminating tomorrow. St. Paul has an incumbent. Minneapolis does not this year. And so more and more we hear about ranked choice voting, sometimes called instant runoff voting. Are voters going to be seeing that a lot on the ballots this year?
Well, both Minneapolis and St. Paul have used this before, so voters who will be coming back to the poll will have seen it before. But I think that this is the first time there's been that kind of competitive race you were mentioning in Minneapolis in the governor's race, but also at the council level. Now, other states who have begun to experiment with or to use in a pilot basis ranked choice voting, like North Carolina, they, I think, chose 10 different cities, but they chose big cities and small cities. They chose urban and rural. They were trying to get, you know, kind of a broader experiment, if we want to call it that. But right now, we have this in our two major centers, and most of the voters who will be going to the polls tomorrow will have heard about it, they will have seen some of it, and they'll have that experience right there in their polling place tomorrow. And, you know, it's part of our official voting of those cities now, and we're really looking forward to see what else we can learn tomorrow from that experience.
I want to direct people to a couple of places so they can learn about ranked choice voting. First of all, there's resources on the Secretary of State's website, presumably, to talk about how it works.
Well, minvotes.org, so that's MNVOTES.org, has all of our suite of online tools. So, for example, you can find out where is your polling place and get that information. You can find out who is on your ballot. And there are links if they provided information. So there's like a sample ballot. There's also information quite important to see if you're registered and registered properly. Maybe you've moved. Maybe your name has changed with a wedding or something. Maybe you're just turned 18 or you're new. And so you can find out if you're registered properly. And if not, you can get the information about what you need to bring to do Election Day registration in Minnesota. This far into the cycle, this close to Election Day, you have to then, if you're not registered properly, bring those things for Election Day. So the cities themselves, Minneapolis and St. Paul, have slightly different approaches. And so the information that's specific to your listeners in those cities, the best is the Elections Division for City of Minneapolis. City of St. Paul.
Okay, very, very good. Now, we're going to provide links to all these places at thecurrent.org, so you can just sort of go to one centralized place. Head over to thecurrent.org, and we've got a link right up there on our homepage that you can find you know, all the subsequent links to. One would be the link that Secretary Ritchie just mentioned. Another one that I want to direct you to, by the way, is our award-winning, I might say, a little video short that NPR's Curtis Gilbert produced.
Fabulous.
Did you like that one?
Fabulous. and brilliant. And
that's right.
Maybe the only one in the country.
I think so. About how ranked choice voting works. Yeah, so you'll be able to watch that as well. And it's been updated in HD, I understand. So it's even clearer visuals than
bring
it used to be.
Bring your 3D goggles.
That's very good. Now, common misconceptions. Biggest misconception, would you say, about Election Day? What should we remind people is not true?
So you mentioned that on non-presidential years, we have much lower voting.
Mm-hmm.
There are people who just have things in their lives that can get in the way. They're busy, they're just things going on. But for some folks, they just may not remember, or there hadn't been all that advertising. So yeah. I think part of it is that it really does matter. It's not a presidential year, yes, but you're choosing your mayor, you're choosing your representative. So there's that myth about, my vote doesn't matter or does make a difference. But a second one, and this is because Minnesota is such an attractive place. Our economy is so strong. We really do attract a lot of people, and our colleges and universities are so good. We have people coming from all over the country. Our system is really geared to urging and inviting and welcoming people to vote. Folks might have come from a country where there was no democracy, or they might come from another state where they were really not welcomed, or young people in a way it might be new. Okay. So folks here who are just turning 18 or who've come here from some other place need to know that we are really welcoming, and we have information and we have the materials that they need to be able to come and vote. Because folks might think, I just moved here in the fall, I can't vote. That might have been the rule back in their home state, wherever that was. But now they're here, there's different rules. And then the final one is, in this time of kind of great turmoil and Washington seeming so jammed up and all the kind of partisan, sniping and whatever, people can become discouraged. And we in our office pay a lot of attention to the things that help reignite that sort of patriotism, reignite that desire to, be part of the system. And we remind people of all who've come before us who fought and died for the right to vote in the Revolutionary War and throughout our history and the Civil Rights Movement and everywhere. And we just ask people to think about those who sacrificed so we have that right. And you have the right to not participate or participate, but we know that reminding people that we stand on the shoulders of others and we have this right because of the sacrifice of others does help provide that extra motivation when you just feel so busy, I can't get there, it won't matter. You go, somebody really, really sacrificed for me to be able to have this right. I'm going to take that extra time. I also appreciate that for many young people. They're often working 1, 2, 3 jobs or in school with a couple jobs. They may be using public transportation. It just takes a little more time. But that just takes just a slight bit more planning, and tomorrow is almost here. And if you can plan your day just to get to your polling place, and if you need to know where your polling place is, go look that up on Polling Place Finder.
Exactly. All that information is there at the links that we're providing for you, the main link to the site that the Secretary of State mentioned. So go to thecurrent.org, find that link, and again, pre-registration may be closed, but you absolutely can come and vote tomorrow. There's a big, long list of the stuff that you can bring with you to identify who you are and vote right there at your polling place with different kinds of forms of ID.
And if you just turned 18, it's your first time voting, welcome to the democracy.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Secretary. We appreciate you coming in. Mark Ritchie, Secretary of State for the state of Minnesota. We appreciate him joining us this morning on The Current. Again, check out those links at thecurrent.org.